Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ, and as promised, Jennifer Turkowitz is here, Tomahawk Main Street Incorporated Director. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. It's been one of those days for me. It seems like I have my worst days on Mondays. I like to get them out of the way and then get on with things the rest of the week.
I like it. I keep saying I'm not going to be a victim to Monday, but it sure is making it difficult, I'll tell you.
When you're sitting here and you're supposed to talk behind a microphone, the thing just falls right out of the thing and... It's one of those Mondays.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I get you there.
One of those Mondays. But also on this particular Monday, Jennifer Turkowitz from Tomahawk Main Street, Zach Garner was doing news this morning and talked about Tomahawk Main Street achieving gold tier status for the second year in a row.
Yes, that's fantastic.
Has that ever happened before?
Actually, not that I'm aware of, and
okay.
I will tell you, it's a newer thing. With the Main Street program, it is both recognized at a state and national level.
Yep.
And so, National Main Street had redone the parameters and the guidelines in which we each year have to go through this like audit to become accredited.
Okay.
And so they redid that, I believe, 3 years ago is where they had kind of gone through and did it. And year one was kind of a practice year. So it was like we've always had these guidelines to follow, but they really honed in on them and made them a little bit more strategic for folks. So year one was kind of a practice for everybody because we switched how we were doing it.
Okay.
So now these 2 years, though, now that we've been able to achieve that gold status has really been a very big deal because with changing the guidelines and things, we're going up against every other Main Street community in the United States.
Okay.
So it's like, when you think of Tomahawk, Wisconsin, we're going up against, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but we're going up against California. And so,
yeah.
Obviously every city, every community is different, but they tried to make these guidelines to be clear enough and clean enough that regardless of what community you are in, you are achieving these things.
And maybe this would be a good time to talk about. Now, you mentioned Milwaukee as a Main Street community. I'll be honest with you, Jennifer. I thought there was like a small town thing. Main Street Incorporated is for small towns. But to maybe expand on what Main Street really is.
Yes. So actually, for example, Milwaukee is, they've got multiple Main Street districts. So
okay.
for us here in Tomahawk, our Main Street bid district, the Business Improvement District, is our downtown area. So we're going from like Auntie M's to Crossbridge Community Bank,
yep.
And then we're going alley to alley.
Okay.
So like we've got bumper to bumpers in, technically per the map, like Big Bear's technically out.
Okay.
But that core group is automatically included in Main Street. So Milwaukee, for example, has several similar things. So they've got multiple Main Streets because they've got their community divided up based on geography. So they have multiple bid and Main Street communities that are working inside Milwaukee.
And this has been going on. It's all over the country, not just here in Wisconsin.
Yes.
So to achieve gold tier status, do you know how many communities actually achieve that level of status and just good stuff?
In Wisconsin, there was 13. And
okay.
We have 32 Main Street communities, and I believe it's 96 Connect communities off the top of my head.
So since you've been involved with Main Street, I'm assuming you've traveled to other Main Street communities.
Yes.
What is the thing that these Main Street communities are doing so well? What do you all have in common?
So community first, and that means really not only looking at what are, the services, the businesses that we can provide, what are people looking for in the community, what are the needs that need to be met to make sure that we've got those businesses in place that can get the people what they need. But not only that, you also want to make sure that it's a place that people feel welcome. So when we have visitors coming, you want to have like a vibrant downtown. You want to have a vibrant community where people feel welcome to come to. You want to make sure that, like I said, services are being met, that it's a friendly place people want to come to, and making sure that you're having events and fun things to celebrate the community.
Got it. And so, well, congratulations on reaching this tier 2 years in a row. That's really an accomplishment.
Yeah.
So going for three in a row now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, it's a testament. I have to send a shout out not only to our board of directors. I could not do it without them. They all jump in 110%, and we have to thank them for their commitment to this community. And, of course, all the volunteers who, come to our events and participate, come to the office, help, with everything from envelope stuffing to handing out hamburgers to cleaning out the garbage cans at 4th of July or at Fall Ride and stuff like that. They do jump in 4th of July too, but so it takes an army. And then of course, not only are our our bid businesses, everything that they do to support us, but the community in general, our sponsors, our donors, and the people who just lend a helping hand. You know, they see what we're doing and they want to be a part of it. And that's very inspiring.
Because of my Swiss cheese memory, I don't remember who exactly was sitting here. I can see faces. I can't remember names now. But when you were not here to talk about Tomahawk Main Street, we had a Main Street Monday scheduled.
Yes.
Boy, those ladies really spoke highly of the organization and how much it means to them personally and their success in their business. So I know Yes. This is really having an effect. Being a Main Street community is a big deal and it affects a lot of real people every day's real lives.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was Jenna and Jessica. They did an amazing job. Yeah, appreciate that. But yeah, you know, we are blessed to have as many people. You know, a lot of people still are like, what's a Main Street? What does that even mean? You know, so it's really nice to be able to come out here, explain that a little bit more, and then have folks who are understanding that mission and to have several of those business owners who are stepping up and helping make sure that we can keep this community as vibrant and beautiful as we can.
Speaking of fun, vibrant stuff and giving back to our community coming up this weekend, well, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's Main Street Mania. What do you have in store for the community this Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we laugh when we rebranded, as folks recall, when we rebranded, we realized we were very literal. So this used to be our customer appreciation and sidewalk sales days.
Right.
So that's kind of boring. So we restructured it to Main Street.
Anybody can have that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, going back to like those fun, ridiculous days and crazy days, things like that people remember. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, our businesses downtown, you know, they're going to be having specials inside and out. We've got several businesses who are going to have some of their, like their local vendors and crafters that are part of their store collection. They're going to be on hand to be talking to people. You'll see, you know, racks and tables and things displayed outside, fun things going inside. So that'll be every day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday here downtown. But then on Friday, we are going to be doing our annual picnic. So what that is Main Street, we get Bratz burgers, hot dogs, and we grill them up. And it's just a thank you to people for not only for our locals, you know, for supporting the downtown, trying to catch some of our visitors before they head out of town. So just really a lot of fun. We've got a bounce house for the kids. We've got hair tinsel and tattooing going on. We've got music that's going to be playing. So we're going to do that right downtown where the farmer's market is.
Okay.
We're going to do that right there. You know, and again, it's just a fun thank you to folks. You know, have a meal on us, come play downtown, shop downtown, see all the services, everything we've got to offer.
Let me ask you, speaking of downtown and the farmers market, that's coming up tomorrow, 11 till 3 on Tuesdays, all summer long.
Yes.
Tell me about your thoughts on our farmers market, because I have some thoughts. I've been to other farmers markets in the area. Give me some of your thoughts on how you think we're doing with our farmers market on Tuesday.
I'm very pleased. I mean, there's always, you know, room for growth. I'd love to get a few more vendors in there. But we've got an amazing collection. Our vendors, we've got six pretty much regular vendors who, you know, you can count on for your produce. You know, we've got flowers, salsa, honey, you know, Elizabeth with her baked goods. We've had the Supper Club Mushroom Fella is kind of hit or miss. He tries to get there when he can. And we did introduce another new vendor, Atlas Soaps and Crafts. She does all like natural lotions and soaps and things like that made from like beef tallow right from Geist Meats and everything. So it's all, you know, so that's what we aim for, is that it's all either like homemade, homegrown. It's coming right from the ground. It's not like, you know, I went out on Amazon and I bought some stones and some wire and I made jewelry, and there's absolutely nothing against that. Beautiful jewelry can be made, but that's really not what we're looking for. Our farmers market is dedicated literally to being the from the ground to the table.
Yeah, local, homemade,
yes.
By hand and not by Amazon. I think that's
yes.
a very good distinction. I've been there. Other communities have farmers markets, but I don't see them as vibrant as ours is.
No, like I said, we have, you know, we're always very lucky. We have, you know, Tanya from Hoff Richter Farms, you know, Matt Howe with Pine Grove Pastures, Pat, Grandma Pat, you know, we've got Mike, Grandpa Grinch, that's always there, the Locas, you know, they're always there. And, you know, wonderful to have those folks that you know that you can rely on. They've got an amazing selection for you, and they're always making sure that there's something there for you, and they're educating people, which is also fun. Like, you know, they're there to happily answer questions. You know, when people are looking for stuff, it's like, oh, we're going to have to wait till late August with the growing season. You know, it's just, it's really educational. It's just a really nice farmer's market. Very
and you
friendly.
Said there's room for more. So how can people become part of the farmer's market?
Absolutely. If they want to reach out to the Main Street office, so our number is 653-1090. They can also email me. I'm director@tomahawkmainstreet.org. We do have, you know, parameters. We keep within a 4-county radius. And again, we're being very careful about what we're including, mm-hmm. So we do kind of review that and double check. We also want to make sure that, you know, we're offering a good variety for folks so that there is something for them. But we also want to be careful that we don't want to start stepping on toes and having too much stuff, because then everybody's going home with stuff at the end of the day, and we don't want that. We want to have that nice balance, but still finding maybe some items that we have, you know, like eggs and things like that, to be able to provide some of those would be a great option.
Absolutely. And I've often thought some food for thought. So many of us gardeners have excess produce from the gardens, and what do we do with it? I will not throw away one single cucumber if I don't have to. And so it'd be just something to think about. I thought, what if we had a farmer's market table where those of us who just have some home, that might be too hard to keep track of, but I hate to think that any produce goes to waste out there, and there might be some way that we can help find a place for it.
Exactly.
I'm not sure if the farmer's market's appropriate for or not, but that might become too much of a logistical nightmare.
Our sister's house or something like that.
Oh.
Might be an opportunity, for something like that where you could share with them.
Never thought of that.
Yes.
So as the Main Street director, when you see all the crowds down there, people literally line up for our farmers market. That's got to make your heart just sing.
It does. It's absolutely amazing to be able to offer so much fresh produce and products to our community, and everything is amazing. And then for folks who maybe have not realized, maybe are not on Facebook, or I know sometimes you look but you don't see things.
Yeah.
Pine Grove Pastures has added a little, it looks like it's a little produce stand that is there. So Matt does stock that a couple days a week. So if you're not able to get down to the farmer's market, or say you went to the farmer's market and you realized you didn't get enough, of something, he does have that, and he stocks that a couple days a week.
Like,
it's
a
all honor
kiosk.
System. Yep, it's an honor system. So he'll put it, if you're not, he does post on Facebook when he is stocking it. He usually tries to do, I think it's like Wednesdays and Fridays, that he tries to do it. So if folks weren't able to get to the farmer's market, or, there's still an opportunity to get local grown produce right there at that stand right there.
Jen Turkowitz, our Main Street director. We were talking Main Street Mania. It's coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Think sidewalk sale, but more fun.
Exactly.
Plus the grilling out on Friday. We've covered the farmer's market. Another great thing. Okay, we've highlighted a lot of positives. Unfortunately, we have a little bit of a negative now.
We do. We have to sneak in a negative here. Unfortunately, we had teamed up with the Tomahawk Area Historical Society, raising funds for the historical marker in the historical corner there. We've had two successful events. We were trying to do a third event here that was a little more family-oriented. It was called the Scooby-Doo History Mystery. So it was going to be like fun little adventures, kind of like an escape room, but not so scary. We're not going to lock you in a room, but it was like you would travel to different activity stations throughout the museum. You would do an activity, learn a little bit about Tomahawk history, and have fun, and all be Scooby-Doo themed,
Okay.
Unfortunately, we've not had anyone sign up for that.
Bummer.
We're really bummed. So we thought, well, let's just go ahead at this point. We'll go ahead and cancel right now. And we'd hoped, being summer, we'd catch folks. I think it's just a little too late in summer. School's getting started. People are wrapping stuff up. They're finishing vacations and stuff. So I think it's something that we're talking about. Maybe we'll try it, like maybe during the school year on a weekend or something.
Oh, yeah.
So it won't go away. It's just, unfortunately, it's not going to be held. Originally it was scheduled for next Saturday the 22nd, so we're going to postpone that for now.
Scratch Scooby-Doo, but maybe sometime in the future.
Yes.
Fall Ride, now that's you got to be working on something Fall Ride related almost every week all year long.
Pretty much, we sure are. So absolutely, it's going to be 45th anniversary this year. We've got an amazing lineup that is going to be coming, to our downtown, and of course, Sarah Park, the Chamber in the City, they've got a lot of great stuff going on there too. So community wide, there's a lot of opportunities, as well as our outlying businesses. But, just wanted to, in case you didn't know, Fall Ride's right around the corner.
Yeah.
And if folks are interested, in, like, what is this all about? They want to know more. They want to volunteer. We are still accepting sponsorship as well, of course.
What are some of the areas that you need volunteers right off the top of your head?
We always need help, like in the food courts, so even if it's like, hey, I got 2 hours, I can come and help wipe down tables and help people carry food from the vendors to their tables, folks, things like that. We've got help with that. We do have have, we're working with the Rock Church for garbage cleanup, but there's always like anybody who can help pitch in, you know, things like that. We've got t-shirt sales, we've got bartending. So we've got just like a little bit of collection of everything that is going on. So
you want to be a part of Fall Ride, you can be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Instead of trying to fight it and complain about you can't make a left turn during Fall Ride. Well, yeah. You know, why not get on board and have a little fun?
Yeah, and it's come check it out. I mean, you know, the geofencing data has shown us, and again, everybody knows geofencing, it's if you have your smartphone and you have your location turned on.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're not catching everybody, but those that they're catching, we had over almost 60,000 people downtown.
Wow.
Over Fall Ride. So there, yeah, it's a small inconvenience for some folks for those couple of days, but what it does for our community in the outlying area is just huge, and it is actually a lot of fun, you know, and a lot of work, obviously, so... But
it is
a lot of fun.
And it's I'm a fan of people watching. I can just sit down somewhere and look at life go by and the people that are participating in this life. And I find that to be a very fun and stimulating adventure sometimes.
Exactly. And like we love having folks even just sitting outside the Main Street office. If people stop, have questions, whatever, they can be helping direct them. You know, say, I'm looking for a certain vendor. What does that look like? You know, so you can sit and just interact with people and just have a great time.
Plus that, when you're away from Tomahawk and you're talking to other people, and you say, oh, yeah, I'm from Tomahawk, Wisconsin. Oh, that's where they have that big Fall Ride motorcycle rally, isn't it? And you say, you better believe it, and I like to help out. So what would you like to know about Fall Ride?
Exactly, exactly. We just saw a picture on Facebook. One of our local friends is out in Sturgis, and they're rocking the Tomahawk T-shirt out there, letting people know. So, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, got your ears on out there. I hope
exactly.
You guys are being safe. You heard from Pete, too? Yeah, they're having fun.
They're having a good time.
So anything else on Main Street activities here? Anything coming up real soon we need to know about, Jennifer?
Well, you know, again, you know, we've got Main Street Mania. We definitely invite you to come on down, support our businesses. If you come down on Friday, have some lunch with us. We've got the Prairie Sparrow singing as well, so that'll be fun. Have a little music down there, and again, some
nice
activities for the kids. We also have a tie-dye station, so if you missed us at National Night Out, we're going to do some more tie-dying and everything. So just a lot of fun. Yeah. Fall Ride is right around the corner. If you want to know more sponsorships, you know, we do need to get those in because we need to get the banners and stuff in. But then, yeah, I mean, we're into October. You're talking Oktoberfest is coming, Fall Fest is coming, you know, Shop Small Saturday's coming, and of course, the Main Street Memories Christmas is coming. So
it's
a lot of stuff on the horizon.
And so many good things to see downtown. If you're bored in Tomahawk, you ain't looking hard enough for something to do.
Exactly. Stop by our office. We're right there with the Kinship Building and the old Bradley Bank. We can help you out. We'll get you going somewhere.
One of the things I thought to talk about here, and if you're bored, you just want to do something, a walk around town, look at all the honor banners.
Yep.
That is just a fantastic deal. I love seeing those things every time I go down. I try to see a different one each time, and yes, just look at those honor banners and read the names and see the pictures.
Yes.
And the flowers. I mean, so many good things going on downtown Tomahawk right now.
There are, and thank you for pointing that out because, yeah, we were able to work it out that we could have additional honor banners up this year for the 250th celebration. So we have extras up this year. So even, you know, great time to see even more folks this year. But, yeah, check them out. And, yeah, the flowers are just beautiful. We can't thank you to Cerny. Thank you to the city for the watering cart maintaining that because she's a little, we'll just say she's finicky. And, of course, the rainmakers who help and like Rose and the girls who are helping weed and keeping it looking downtown. Like I said, it takes an army, but everybody's doing an amazing job. We're so blessed to have so many wonderful folks in our community, and we should really be proud of everything that we've got going on in this community.
It's a nice place. Just take a walk. You'll see nice
beautiful
things. You'll hear nice things. You'll talk to some nice people. It's almost a sensory overload in downtown Tomahawk right now.
It really is, and some folks, you know, they still be like, oh, I didn't know this store was here. And it's like, oh, that store's been here for 8 years. You know,
mm-hmm,
it's just amazing. Just take a walk to the downtown. You'd be surprised what you might find.
Come and see us in Tomahawk. Jennifer, thanks for doing what you're doing at Main Street. Keep up the good work. And we'll talk again next year, hopefully 3 years in a row, gold tier status.
Sounds good to me. Thank you so much.